Hi, Jason. Thank you for coming on. Really great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
Really good. So when we think of you and your career, you know, you've done so much, haven't you? Such a variety of things. But it all started back in the 80s in Neighbours when you played Scott Robinson. You know, I'm just wondering, Jason, from those early days on Ramsey Street, are there any sort of things that perhaps you've taken from those early days that's helped you in your sort of later life and your career?
Oh, I mean, and, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, I think the thing about what I did on a show like that was, you know, coming straight out of school, the discipline, you know, working with not just young people but a variety of ages, you know, working as a team, you know, focus and learning your lines every night. It's a, you know, it's a discipline that doesn't leave you.
No. So it sort of installed that sort of idea of having that discipline. And, yeah, I know really for you, a sort of family affair with Neighbours, you know, your dad's been in the show and your daughter's in the show as well. That must be proud to see her shining on Neighbours.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's a big asset to that show. She's, look, I think with our kids, the thing that we want is once they leave the sort of the bubble of school to be able to find their passion in life. Jenna has, you know, been very professional. She works hard.
Yeah.
You know, and it's helped, I guess, being a Donovan. You know, I'm not going to say it hasn't, but it didn't get her the job. You know, she had to audition and I guess they saw potential you know, she's been working and living in Australia now for 2 years. So I'm very proud of her and she's done an awesome job and she continues to, you know, learn and get better. She's working hard.
Yes, absolutely. And it must be hard, though, you know, her in Australia. And I assume you're in the UK at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, that must be quite hard sort of being apart from you, from Gemma.
It's been very difficult, you know, and I think in the pandemic, you know, and lockdown, you know, they're the things that one sort of reassesses the value of home and family and friends and you know, it's been really tough. But she managed to get back about 8 weeks ago and we've just said goodbye to her again last week. So, you know, it's been tough, but you know, she's 21, she's resilient, she's focused and, you know, we thank God for FaceTime.
Yes, absolutely. The world's a much smaller place now, all this technology. When it works, it's great. We're all experts in that now, I think. Okay, here's a question for you then, Jason. Would you ever consider a return yourself to Neighbours?
You know, I mean, that's like saying, would I ever grow a mullet again?
Would you grow a mullet again?
it's not going to happen and it's not going to look good.
No.
But listen, you know, honestly, I never say never, but you know, you can't, the thing that I would say to you this is the publicity would be bigger than the moment itself. You
yes.
know? So any integrity one would want to be able to go in there and recreate those wonderful characters would be completely overshadowed by the fact that you're just going back. And therefore, you know, that's not the reason to go back as far as I'm concerned.
No.
You know? So it's a difficult one. At the moment, I think that's not going to happen, but, you know, listen, who knows?
I suppose it is best to kind of like look at the heyday of Neighbours, you know, back in the day, and, you know, that was the moment, wasn't it? And sort of hold on to that.
Well, you know, look at what, you know, Friends people did, you know, with their reunion. And, you know, we recently did something for BBC Radio 2, which was a sort of a tribute to those days. And in a way, that helps keep the show alive as well. So, you know, it's ticking a few boxes without necessarily having to recreate the past.
Absolutely. And, you know, from Neighbours, you then went on to a music career. I mean, what was that like, sort of going from, you know, being in Neighbours to being a pop star? What's that sort of transition?
Oh, very exciting. It was something that I was, are very keen to explore. I love music. Music is magic, you know, and I sort of fell in love with pop music as much as I fell in love with bands like New Order and, you know, Heaven 17 and David Bowie and, you know, so, you know, I think a 3.5 minute pop song can evoke so much, you know, and I'm seeing that in my live shows with my tour at the moment, the Eden All Good Reasons tour is just what nostalgia and music means to people.
Yes, and of course, you know, onto stage, famously, Joseph in the 90s. I mean, that must have been an amazing experience.
Joseph was an amazing experience. Yeah. And it continues to resonate to, you know, a whole other group of people and fans that go beyond, you know, their parents and their kids and their families, you know, and now coming to see that show. So it's, you know, it's a new generation. It's inspiring, but no loincloth anymore, please.
No loincloth, okay. You also on I'm a Celebrity, weren't you? This was 2006, I believe, the year that Mining Class was in there. I mean, what was that like? That experience, all the creepy crawlies in I'm a Celebrity.
Well, it was one of the best paid suntans I've ever had.
Love it, yes.
You know, I'm a Celebrity, you know, is a part of, you know, culture in this country. And I think there's only a few shows that you want to do, and that's reality shows, and that's one of them. You know, and it was Australia, it was my backyard, it's at and deck, and I enjoyed the experience, you know. And it came at a point in my career where I really sort of needed to boost my profile after a sort of bumpy decade in the 90s. So, you know, listen, you can't analyze a reality show. It is what it is.
It is, yes.
But, you know, if you're asking me, was it a good experience? Yes, it was.
Yeah, and you're now the producer on Priscilla, Queen of Desert. That's currently touring the UK, and I saw it in Woking recently. And I think if I was to describe it in a couple of words, colourful and glitzy, the audience loved it, a real sort of full house. And the soundtrack was absolutely amazing. There were so many amazing songs on that soundtrack.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Priscilla, which is sort of the main reason why I'm talking to you now, is currently on at Woking. You know, I'm one of the producers of the show. You know, it's a product that I'm close to and passionate about. I did the musical in London when it opened there in, I think it was 2010, 2009. I can't remember the exact time. And, you know, it's a wonderful cast. It's a great, you know, it's a wonderful, I think it's a very poignant musical. It's a modern musical. It's a little confronting at times. But it's about, you know, misfits. It's about acceptance, tolerance. It's about humanity. And, you know, we're in Woking all this week until Saturday night. So,
absolutely.
Come and see us.
And, you know, the audience really, really loved it, as I say, and, you know, a standing ovation at the end of the performance that I was watching. And drag has really become, I suppose, more mainstream over the past few years. I mean, why do you think that is?
You know, I would hope that as a society and as a world, we are sort of, you know, realising that it doesn't matter what colour, what doesn't matter what race, doesn't matter what religion, ethnic, generation, or, you know, gay, straight, black, white, you know, that we are human beings, and we should learn to live and, you know, accept each other for all we have, not just for what we think people should be. And I think that's what Priscilla deals with. So it's a very, you know, an interesting time for a show like that.
Really interesting. It's really good to have it back in Woking, because this was a show that got cancelled at the start of lockdown. We were due to go and sort of see that, and then on that night when we went into lockdown. So it's good that it's back in Woking. Really exciting. Really good to see. Really what you need. I mean, you know, saw it on Monday night and it was really wet and miserable outside, and that really sort of brightened up the evening, particularly the costumes and everything else. Have you got a favourite part of the show?
You know, I always love the funeral scene at the beginning. You know, I always love that sort of you know, opening 10, 20 minutes of the show, it just, it's like a rocket, you know, and it's, you know, it's beautifully written and, you know, it's, yeah, it's a great show. I mean, if you get the chance, you should really go and see it because, you know, it's got a big future ahead of it, this show. And, and you know, I know we've toured before, but this cast are, you know, on a different scale.
I mean, yeah, and it's great, you know, you've sort of gone through the ranks of a show, you know, starring it yourself and now being a producer. How are you finding kind of being in the sort of producer role? How's that going for you?
Well, listen, I'm not really what I'd call a sort of a, you know, nuts and bolts producer. You know, I'm a co-producer, and that is about, you know, my role is probably different than the day-to-day running of the show, which is sort of up to the general manager. But, you know, I'm talking to you now. You know, I go and see the show. I, you know, I have an input in the creative process, the marketing, and also, you know, the investment of the show, making sure people are paid each week.
Yeah,
it's
another dimension, another angle. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, I've just got some of our listener questions, if I can put a couple of these questions to you now, Jason. So Martin says...
Hello, Jason. Are you going to be releasing a brand new album or single very, very soon?
Martin, at the moment, nothing is planned, but, you know, who knows what's around the corner. I did do a lot of writing in the 90s and heading into the 2000s. Unfortunately, you know, you have to be really dedicated at that stuff. And my theatrical work sort of took over. So I don't want to keep releasing sort of cover version albums of, you know, songs from the, you know, musicals. It's not really me, you know. So I've decided at the moment, you know, to stick with what I'm doing, producing, you know, my own show at the moment, touring. You know, that's enough.
Okay, and Alex asks...
So, Jason, what would you say you preferred working on the best and why?
Alex, I've many career highlights. I hope the best is yet to come. I don't always view my life as career highlights. My biggest highlight is my family, and my kids, and, you know, and them being decent human beings, and that currency is beyond any, you know, anything in my career I could ever ask for.
Okay, and the guys at the Three Wheelers Theatre Company have asked, what is your favourite theatre production? If you're going to the theatre to watch a production, what would that favourite be?
Oh, look, I love all productions. You know, I love even ones that, I mean, I try and watch, you know, I watched in Newcastle recently The Drifters, which is about to come into the West End, and I thought that was fantastic with Beverly Knight. I don't have a favourite show, you know, I just, you know, that, yeah, that's sort of hard to answer that question. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Jason, for your time. Really, really good to sort of talk to you, and really good that Priscilla is at Woking. What does the future hold? What's in sort of in the pipeline for you?
Well, you know, I'm on tour at the moment. We are, you know, we're in Oxford and Portsmouth in the next sort of few weeks, and I'm, you know, that's about all I'm focusing on at the moment. You know, getting through this tour and you know, keeping all those songs from 1989 alive.
Yeah, absolutely. Very important. And I do have a copy of 10 Good Reasons. Great album.
Good.
Brilliant. Jason, it's been really good to talk to you. And, you know, hopefully
you too,
we get our chance to check out Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, this week in Woking.